Are you saying you faked with me?
Yeah.
Wrong. Now you're single.
What do you know about sexual relations?
Is it true that if you don't use it, you lose it?
I'm a little worried about being a slut.
You're listening to the Come With Us podcast, presented by Darling Way, talking the good, the kinky, and the ugly. Here are your hosts, Beth, Aaron, and Tina.
Hello, hello, all you sexy holes and poles. Welcome to Come With Us podcast, where you're part of all the naughty, sexy, fun conversations that everyone wants to listen in on. Hey, I got a question. Have you ever made a sex tape? Because today we're talking about DIY sex tapes. Pardon me for a sec, because I got to powder my butt for its close-up. Seriously. I'm Beth Darling, sexy genius, dean of sexyedschool.com, where smart, successful, and even spiritual people go for their graduate degree in love. It is my sexy pleasure to be here with y'all, and of course, the good and gorgeous Aaron, and the brave and beautiful Tina, as we dive into all things love, sex, and relationships, namely, today, sex tapes. All right, what say y'all?
I'm all for it. Go ahead and make as many sex tapes as you want.
Agreed.
Okay, have y'all made sex tapes?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
Oh my gosh, okay. Not me. Never have I ever made a sex tape.
Damn.
Never. I know. Oh, crazy. Wow, okay. So y'all are the experts. So, all right, well, tell us. So were you glad that you made a sex tape? Why did you make a sex tape?
Why? I was fucked up.
Oh, that's always a great excuse. Okay, or a great answer. Not. There's no excuse necessary.
But I don't regret it. I'll go more into it in a bit, but I don't regret it. It was something I wanted to do. Like we talked about it sober, but it was just, I guess, right time, kind of right inebriation.
Okay, why did you want
space?
So why did you want to make a sex tape? What was it that appealed to you?
I think in the past, like I've made videos, like smaller video, you know, like not on Snapchat, but like more like Snapchat, like just short ones or pictures. It kind of turns me on. It's like something you have between the other person. It's, you know,
okay, little snippets,
yeah,
I guess.
Like little snippets, you know, okay. But I don't know. It just sounded like it would be something fun. And I'm like a pretty open person. So I think that also the guy I was dating, he talked about how he did it with his ex and I'd never done it and how they were like long distance, and I guess that's why. But to me, that wouldn't really be like a real reason to do it. I know a lot of couples do it because, you know, quote unquote, like they need that or want that to get off. Let's say
when they're not together.
But like, I don't, number one, think that would like totally all the time turn me on or get me off. I watch the same thing. Number two, like I don't have any issue like long distance or having my partner watch porn or anything like that, you know, with so what was
the difference between this versus the snippets to you?
Something that was like longer.
Yeah, so what, why did that
like
feel
more
different?
I would say like production quality, not production, but it was just something that was like, it was definitely like much longer. It was a couple minutes, I guess, like different angles, different positions, different, like, you know, stuff like that. And okay. I also think it was just like, to me, I guess we're gonna go into like all the things you should probably consider making a sex tape, but it was like much more spur of the moment. So it kind of like, when I rewatch it, like it, I liked it like that, you know. It was more documentary-esque than like porn scene vibes, but
interesting.
I thought it was real, you know. It's a good way to like see. Also, so, like, it's so interesting it's to see how you moment. Have sex. Like, I like watching myself have sex in the mirror, right? Or
yeah,
something, or some people do. I do. The guy I'm with right now does too. And yeah. I think it's like interesting to like have it. Don't most people wonder like what they look like when they're fucking? To me,
I think, speaking as one, I would worry that if somebody was watching and they weren't automatically turned on, then they might actually focus on the parts of me, like my wobbly bits, my wrinkles that, you know, I wasn't so excited about. So I think that's why I have never done it, because I like sexy in the moment where you're so caught up. I call them, everybody has sex goggles. You know, you're so turned on. You're looking for turn on stuff. You're not looking for fault. But I always felt like if there was a sex tape, then after the fact,
that there would be looking for fault.
Yeah. So, I mean, it definitely helped that I was under the influence. Not going to lie. Don't do it generally, you know, yada, yada.
Yeah. At least you were with somebody that you trust. And I was
like some. Okay. Yeah. Also, there's like a lot of other things. Like number one, I do generally trust the person. Number two, we both have a copy. Super important. Number three, I specifically am not like super worried about it. And like I wouldn't really care so much. I could care, but if it ended up more, I'd care about the fact that like I chose to date someone who would ever put it out and like leak it. Like, what was wrong with my judgment by dating such an asshole that I would?
Right.
Why is it on the like?
But if somebody stole it, you would just be like, "What the fuck are you doing? Stealing? This is mine." So. Yeah. Right. So you wouldn't. You're not ashamed.
There's your first mistake.
I know.
Don't trust it to the cloud.
I know. And now we learned
nothing from the fappening.
I know. I know. But hey, if I'm Scarlett Johansson level break into my iCloud account, like go for it. Honestly, you know.
Yeah, make your millions. That was the really start of Kim Kardashian. Look what she did with it. Yeah. So you know, there's that. And plus.
For a shitty sex tape, too.
I never saw it. I don't know.
You're not. It's nothing good.
Oh, okay.
It's not like some people. Oh my god, no. It's
really.
Yeah. It's really not that great. Okay. I would agree.
Okay, so Aaron, why did you make a sex tape? I'm kind of. I'm so impressed that you did, because generally, you know, I'm a little bit wilder in that sexy sense than you and whatever. So I love that you do different things.
Yeah. So basically, a lot of what Tina just laid out is my wife and I, when we were dating in college, we were going. Going to be apart for, you know, we were living 3 hours apart while we were dating and everything like that. So before school started back up and everything, we decided to make one. So we each had a copy to watch whenever we got lonely during the week. I mean, we saw each other every fucking weekend. But if you got lonely during the week, you could always just put it up on your laptop and go to town if you wanted to.
And did she enjoy watching it as much as you did?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay. Because I kind of was thinking that Tina was an exception. But okay, that's good to know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's what we did. And like I said, her mistake was trusting it to the cloud. This was all pre-cloud because I'm that fucking old with this stuff. It was pre-cloud being in control of everything. So, yeah, it's...
Do you still have the tape?
Nope.
What happened to it?
So I had it on a flash drive in college, and flash drive fell into a thing of water and is gone.
Oh, bummer.
So anybody who just heard this and went, oh, I can go hack and find it somewhere? No. Good luck.
Oh, my God. So
how come you haven't done
another one then?
I mean, I live with my wife now. I don't know.
Oh.
No, I don't know. We just...
It's a good reason.
Maybe one day.
Yeah.
But if we're going to do that, we're like...
Now that you're a producer, you're going to go fancy with it.
Well,
it's going to have to be set up correctly.
We're going to... Well, not only that, we're not going to do it in an old... like dirty cheap ass apartment. Like I'll rent a nice hotel room and set up an camera and shit.
Yeah,
like I'll try to make this look as semi-professional as it can. I mean, even though it's just for two sets of eyes, I'll make it. I put care and dedication to everything that I do.
Yeah,
so
there are actual professional photographers that they're very niche, and you have to like know somebody who knows someone and stuff. But I do know some photographers who have done videos for people. Like they will professionally videography like your sex. No, for just couples on a just like people do a boudoir photo shoot or something like that. Well,
they'll film you
having
sex.
They will film you having sex, and they'll make sure that it looks good. Yeah. So yeah,
I mean,
it's kind of interesting. They charge a lot of money for it too.
Well, yeah, I bet.
It's, yeah, yeah.
Because you're already signing up for a whole fucking world of trouble. First off. I don't know. See,
that's why you have to know. That's why I'm not saying go to, you know, the green sheet and whatever, and, you know, go to Craigslist and go find some idiot.
Oh my God.
You know, that would be crazy.
Think about the creepy dude who did that.
But that's why it's anyway, but I think it is kind of interesting because they are getting more and more booked up. And,
interesting. Yeah, I mean, that would have, if I were single, that would be the career path I'd go after next.
Oh, well,
I feel like
you could do it now. You could take your wife. She could,
porn director.
You actually would.
Why?
Because you're like so friendly. Like you make everyone feel like very comfortable. You're just like an easygoing guy. I feel like generally, like it's dudes you have to worry about, like be like on these sets and stuff. Like, and you're like the least creepy person I know. Like you come off like the opposite of creepy. So
that's good.
I mean, it's a good, like in a great way. So I think that like.
But see, this is the thing: is if it were my occupation. If this were my if it were my career to direct porn, I'm not the same nice guy, because when it comes to my career,
that's true.
I go all in on everything, And if you're going to fuck up and waste my time or screw up or not do things my way, I will fucking
But
you'd read
you.
Out
a really no, good no, no. movie.
But it would be different because they would hire you. You would be working for them. So you would be invested with them. And you would be in charge. So
for couple
therefore,
stuff. But
yeah,
she said an actual
stuff.
Porn director.
Oh, no, no, like no. That. Right. But no, I'm just saying for couples, right? That you would be somebody that they could trust.
I know. You make a hell of a movie,
yeah,
Aaron.
Hell. Yeah, I'm just saying. Anyway.
I mean, if you really want me to write out a, or not even write a script, but give you pointers on stuff, I guess reach out to us. Come with us, confessions@gmail.com.
Hell yeah.
I'll keep an yes. eye on that email.
Yes. Oh my God, that'd be fun. We could set up, like, yeah, script out somebody's sex tape for them. Oh my God, that would be funny.
Yeah,
but
my wife is going to love that.
Yes. Anyway, all right, sorry. Sorry, I took us down a path. But yeah, there are people doing that. So I think there are more and more people who are doing, as you say, really high-end, or I mean, whatever, going to nice hotels, getting fancy lingerie and really setting up something that they're going to be very proud of someday.
I mean, if you're
going to
do something, do it right.
Yeah. No, you don't agree with the just get fucked up and then start filming, you know, with a handshake
well,
and stuff?
No, see, and it depends on the situation. Different. Like, if it's spur of the moment, that's fine. Like, if you're, if you're going at it with your significant other and that, like, one of you gets the thing, grab your phone and do it.
Yeah.
Cool. Go for it.
Okay.
But if it's something that you guys have talked about and decided, hey, let's film ourselves having sex, cool, put some thought in, like, cover your bases. Like, if you've already had this discussion of, yeah, we're gonna film ourselves having sex, okay, cool, make sure you have some type of tripod or something like that. Make sure you
bunch of hints, and we'll give you some steps that we need, like, I suggest that people check off and think about prepared.
And also, I mean, this is gonna come into play later too, but like, when you were, if you were to do that and you set up a tripod with a camera, look, just like you're shooting any fucking movie or taking a picture, look through the goddamn camera lens and know what you're looking at, because that's the last thing you want to do is have some, like, really hot sex that you and your significant other are turned on by because you're doing it on camera for the first time, and you go back to watch it, and all it's got is, like, her foot up in the air in the top corner of the bedroom.
That would be so me. Of course, but then I would laugh my ass off, and then it'd be like, okay, now we have to do it over again. Oh, there are worse things. Oh, well. Yeah,
I think that would piss me off.
That would, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but so I would think, yeah, that just like they're different. Sometimes you want to go for a really nice fancy meal, in which case then you want to take the time and get dressed and whatever and have lots of time to enjoy. And sometimes you just want to grab a burger and eat it in the park and get messy or whatever. So I guess that's the same thing for sex tapes, is figure out what it is you want from it. Right?
I would also say, like, if you've listened to our porn episode, Watching Porn, which you guys should because it's freaking amazing, you would know that I like what I've gotten more from in the past is, like, amateurish porn, watching other people have sex. I said, like, I learned a lot from watching other people have sex.
Yeah,
that's in a more point. Like, amateurish style, and it's what mostly turns me on these days. Like, it's not the more, like, scripted, you know, kind of, like, really professional-looking porn. It's, like, watching real people enjoy themselves and, like, either emulating them or just enjoying that they're enjoying themselves.
Right.
So
that's,
to me,
I think, key.
Like, I don't know, what we did, sure, like, I would love to make another one that was more high quality, more thought out, maybe a little less fucked up. But at the same time, you know, I thought it was real. To me, like, so I think that there's like a spectrum of all different ways you can approach this. You know, you don't have to, like, I wouldn't psych yourself out so much that you're like, oh my God, like, is the lighting great? Like, is this, you know, and, like, you know.
Yeah, because that's where I am and why
I've
never
done
like,
it. I would also always, like, take a shot or a Xanax, like, something, like, to calm my nerves, because I do would, like, psych myself out. Like, I don't know if I could do it sober, to be honest. I wouldn't do it, like, so fucked up, but I don't know if I could totally be, like, so, I don't know, like, laissez-faire, like, just very, like, you know.
I bet you could. All right, that's going to be my challenge. I think you can. You're so comfortable with yourself, with your sexuality, with your partner. Yeah, I'm thinking you probably could, but it would be a different experience then.
Anyways,
I think so.
That's my 2 cents.
Yeah. Does this make you want to go home and, like, make a new one with your wife, Aaron?
I mean, eventually. I mean, again, I'm going to do this. I'm going to have to save up for a hotel room and all that shit. Like, I don't have time for that right now.
Yeah, I feel like if I ever made one again, I would do it somewhere, like, exotic or in a hotel, you know, something, like, more, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, change it up a little bit.
Okay. So, that would be interesting. But yeah, we could get a place and y'all could, like, you know, split the time. No, split the time. I'm not saying be there at the same time. Yeah. Anyway, just a thought. We could get, like, a group rate. We could get a bunch of rooms at a hotel and everybody could be there shooting their sex tape. And then the next day it could be like everybody, oh, I loved it, I hated it. It would be so much fun. We could have a screening too, but probably not. So anyway.
People are more out there for stuff like that than they really are.
I would love to see homemade sexy tapes.
I mean, there's a whole fucking website dedicated. There's several websites dedicated to them.
Yeah, but those are strangers. I'd rather, like, if I was at brunch and I could talk to people and they would show me theirs, like, because I want to talk to them. Oh, how did it feel? I don't know. I need the personal.
Do you want to watch Tina's? Because you know her?
Yeah, you can.
I would.
I'm actually wearing a piece of lingerie you designed that I brought from home.
Really?
That really cute the romper? One, the romper. It's that like is my favorite piece of lingerie. So actually, I did prepare. Amazing.
Yes, you did actually.
So yeah. I did. I had this like in my backpack. It was mostly because we were going to do it at his house. But since it was like, I keep the same backpack for like everything. We were at the pool. So I was in my bag.
Okay, so now I know what she was wearing. It really is. It's the Lexi romper.
So it's freaking
the
cute.
The best. Honestly, have it. Everybody, like, it's just the best romper.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm going to plug this and, like, very short. I have bought a fair share amount of, like, nice lingerie, really good stuff. Beth sold, like, some really quality things. This is my favorite piece by far.
Thank you.
Honestly, it's so great. I don't even know, like, if you sell it anymore. This isn't like a huge plug. I just thought it was like such a great.
At some point, I'm going to do it again because it really was. It was so universally flattering and comfortable.
Yeah. Honestly,
thank you. It really was special. I'm so hard on myself, but it was a pretty fucking amazing piece of lingerie in all respects. So yes, I have several myself.
So I'm wearing it in my sex tape.
Oh, that's very cool. See, yeah. So I would totally be into it. I'd be like, that looks so pretty. Oh, look. I know. Yeah, that would. So it's not necessarily that it would turn me on to watch people's. It's that it makes me happy. This is why I do what I do. I literally get turned on in a very different way by other people's happiness. And when other people are having great sexy stuff, I am lit up from the inside out. It's different than the turn on I get when I'm sexually turned on. But it is absolutely as powerful. It's amazing. Yeah, that's just. I am truly a voyeur.
I can show you a still from it.
I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of people that you are friends with that would
very hot.
That would be happy to show you.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. So someday, anyway. But I don't want to get unsolicited because I want to have a choice. Yeah. So I don't know. We'll figure out. When we start doing some live shoots and everything, and yeah, that would be kind of fun.
Oh, my God. It was so hot, but, honestly.
Yeah. Totally hot. All right. I'm impressed.
Now you're getting distracted. We got to still rope it.
Okay.
Like, pay attention.
Okay,
the next
all right.
One, honestly, I'm not even joking, guys. The next picture on my camera roll is me that I also sent to my boyfriend, topless with two Cheeto Puffs on my titties because that's what I ate for breakfast that morning. So I sent it to him because he knows I love cheese puffs.
You had them for breakfast?
I like love cheese puffs.
What are you, 19?
I love that Aaron isn't surprised that she put cheese puffs on her nipples. He's surprised that she's eating them for breakfast.
Oh,
that is
like
awesome.
Cheeto puffs for breakfast. Beth can attest she's
funny.
Literally looking
yes,
at it right
that is
now.
Funny. Yeah. We could almost take, we might be able to share that at some point. Yeah, it's pretty funny. You can't really tell much. It's cute, though.
So basically, I am this person all the time.
I'm more worried about you actually growing up to become an adult one day with the rest of us real people and eating an actual breakfast that sustains you for the day.
Whatever, cheese puffs are fine.
Aaron, it's a good thing you've never asked me what I eat for breakfast or what I eat at 3 o'clock in the morning when I can't go to sleep.
I mean, I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Peanut M&Ms that I devoured last night. Yeah, and Lucky Charms.
But that's not your breakfast.
No. Okay, Lucky Charms might be
that was
my
just
breakfast.
A snack.
Otherwise, they're cookies. In breakfast.
That's actually a bowl of cereal. It's not just a handful of Cheetos.
If I don't have
handful,
anything else,
it's a whole bag.
Anyway,
Aaron, let's be real. We're all
let's
adults
be real.
Here.
Okay, so our sex tape conversation diverges. Although I could see somebody doing handprints of Cheeto, like putting Cheeto stuff, getting them on your fingers,
no.
Then putting handprints on people and taking that would be kind
Cheetos
of funny.
Needs to do like I'll be in a commercial for them.
Right, that would be pretty funny. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Oh, my God. We have such good imaginations.
Sure you
it's
do.
It's just awesome. I love it. Okay. Well, so, all right. Let's think about it. If you are somebody who wants to do a sex tape, we really do. We have some practical tips for you. So I think the first one that is really important, and you touched on it when you said like, oh, about it, you know, being in the cloud, you have to figure out boundaries and consent, right? Consent about, is somebody's face going to be shown? Is everything going to be shown? What camera angles are going to be okay? How intimate? Are names going to be used or not? Who is going to keep a copy of this film? Whether they could show it to their friends or not?
For because sure, that definitely, like,
because
that.
You know, Tina just showed us a picture, and well, her guy, I didn't see anything in person, but I definitely saw his face and his chest. Yeah. But maybe he doesn't want me even
no,
to see
we,
that.
No, we've so, actually had this conversation, and I wouldn't generally yeah. probably show, I wouldn't show you, actually, that's not true, because we have talked about it, and I told him, like, we are going to talk about this on podcast, so yeah. I said I might show parts of it, and I think that he was okay with that, but generally, we did talk about, like, you know, we came up like, are you going to show your friends? And he knows I'm very open. And he was like, oh, I would never do that. He didn't tell me not to. But since he kind of stated that, like, oh, he was like, you know, not that type of person, that I think like I should at least yes. like respect that same boundary. It seems like he's setting. So
and I would like go specific- even further. I would suggest, again, because I'm a lawyer and I think everybody should cover their ass, particularly in this case when we're talking about uncovered asses. I think people should write down their agreements. In fact, I think they should write them down and sign them, each get a copy, and they should put it on video so that it's part of it. Because what happens is too often there is some confusion, and then you can accidentally do the wrong thing, and that is not good. So when you have to write it down, you say, can I show my friends? And he either says yes or no, very clearly. It's not left up to your imagination, and then 3 months later, he says, I can't believe you did that. And you said, but you didn't say no, so make it clear, because it's just too important, and you want to be able to enjoy it, and you want to be able to trust that it's going to be okay to do, I think. So I think consent is really key. And consent, like, are you going to have butt sex? Are you going to show penetration? Are you going to show a spread, you know, a pussy wide open with the legs spread? How close is okay? What can you get on camera and what not? I think those are very important questions. So I think getting those rules and those boundaries and things, I think consent is key. And then the next part is the fun part, which is, okay, where are you going to do this, right? What room, hotel room, where, what positions are you going to do? Because, again, some positions are going to be more flattering, perhaps, on camera than others. And maybe where you put the camera is going to be kind of affect what yeah. you see and the angles.
Well, I mean, yeah, you've got to figure out, I mean, as far as like camera angles and setup like that, you've got to decide, you want to do it the way like Tina and her guy did it, is all like POV, like him holding the camera and like, hey, this is what it looks like when I'm fucking you.
Yeah, so or, it's the camera shaking and moving and everything, which yeah.
I mean, you definitely can also buy
no setup at all.
Yeah,
like, well, if you're really dedicated, you could probably, I think there's those little cranes that are Amazon that hold the phone still,
yes,
while you're doing
it. I have
it.
One of those. So, but they're heavy too. Mm-hmm.
But you could do that, or selfie I mean stick. You could selfie sticks work, but you can also just set up an actual tripod on one corner of the room, and again make sure it's focused in. It just depends on what you want,
right?
Yeah, and again,
or you could use two cameras, which would also be cool. Then you have different angles. And then for people like Aaron, who would, you know, edit and everything like that, then you could splice them together, and that'd be kind of fun.
That's a lot of work for a sex tape.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you want to do it, go for it, by all means.
I wouldn't, but...
But...
Blasphemy.
That's... I mean, you also got to figure out, all right, what are we doing? Like, are we hitting record right before we get down to P&V? Are we recording the foreplay? Are we recording me going down on you? You going down on me? Are we like,
right?
Figure all that out, because if it becomes I don't want video of me sucking you off. Okay, so we're gonna get all hot and heavy, get right up to the moment that we want, and then we have to pause so I can run across the room, hit record, gently run back, because God knows if I trip with a hard on, my life is over.
Oh my God, I never thought about that. Ooh, ouch. Well, I always heard don't run with scissors. I never heard don't run with a hard on.
Never?
Never.
Oh. Well, I mean, you weren't a guy.
Thank you. All right. Never occurred to me. Thank you. Okay, I've learned something. Wow. Ouch. Ooh.
Anyways. I mean, but yeah, you've got to decide that, and you've got to have it. Some people will say it'll take the spontaneity and stuff out of it, or it'll take the sexy out of it, and maybe, but you actually have to have a plan when you're going to do some of this stuff. Like, if you don't care, if you're just doing it for the thrill of, hey, we're on camera,
right,
and you don't really care about it,
then you do
cool.
what Tina did.
Yeah.
Right. You just anything goes.
Wing it. Yeah.
Right. Whatever happens. Yeah.
But if you want to make something that you and your partner can sit down and watch later on. Or...
Well, and so I guess especially then if you're going to be apart for a while, because then if this doesn't turn out right, if you do get that 1 foot in the air and that's it, then you might not have time to redo it before you're going to be apart. So in that case, definitely focus more on it. That makes sense. Yeah. Be careful. And then look. Oh, and lighting. So lighting, I think, is really important. And because some things can make you look really yellow. Like you might not want super, super bright, like, you know, makeup mirrors or something. But so a yellow or orangish kind of color light bulb and stuff will be more flattering for skin. Candle light doesn't provide as much light, but the coloring and everything, the effect on people's skin is very flattering.
Yeah. And if you're one of those people who has like body issues and doesn't want to be actually on, like, they don't, if you agree to be on camera and then you're worried about what your body looks like, then do it by candlelight.
Wait, do you want to know what, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just like popped into my head.
Yeah.
Do you all want to know one of the most unflattering positions to be filled from for me? Like personally what I think, because I watch like a lot of Reddit porn, it's the POV when the guy's like just doing you missionary from the top. And like any girl who doesn't have like a completely flat stomach or just like, you know, kind of like nice jiggly tits, you know, like there's stuff that's like for example, like some people have a little bit of a pooch or you're bloated or like all that stuff. And then your legs are like behind your head. So all of that gets like, to me, like
squished
it's like
up.
Squished,
yes.
And then the so guy's like the filming from the top.
Yeah.
It's just like to me, I don't know. I've never thought, unless you have like, you know, you're like this amazing body, to me it's like just one of these things where even if you do have an amazing body, it's just a weird,
it's a bad angle because it's just squishing everything. And so inevitably you're gonna have some creases and stuff,
but
yeah that would not be anyways, I can imagine continue. That
I'm still trying to figure out how the hell he holds the camera if he's on top of you holding your legs up above your head.
Well, he's not like,
he's not holding her head, her like legs, he's got one arm down and one arm's like got that, the camera. I got that quick. Funny, I'm not good at spatial,
see it, like,
but I'm good
all
at sex
the
positions.
Time I feel like on Reddit on like POV stuff.
Okay. I mean,
I've never watched anything on Reddit.
I'm gonna try it.
I'm not tonight. I really have watched so little porn in my life, it's pretty ridiculous. But I just love reading.
Me
I love words
Aaron
more than I like
our masters.
Visuals. Yeah. Master masturbators. Yes.
I mean, we grew up in the internet age.
Yeah, that's true.
We grew up in the Wild West internet age when shit wasn't regulated at all.
Right. You
so.
Can get anything anywhere. So yeah. Okay, so positions. So the position that I like sexy in front of mirrors. So I like what you said,
too.
Like that is a good way for people to start getting to think about the idea. Okay, if you look in the mirror, that's what would be on camera. So I think that's kind of a good
or
intro
if, it turns
if you want
you
to get a sense.
Then maybe like the sex tape thing is for you. Because like, you know,
yeah,
you like
it,
looking
it could
at yourself.
Be. But I know that for me, what I don't like, I love doggy style, but in a mirror, I don't like that my pooch does hang down more.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing for my boobs to be bouncing around. It's another thing for my belly to be bouncing around. So
you're, again,
that's a little bit of a
problem. Your lingerie.
Yes, exactly.
Great piece. You
right.
know?
It flatters and
it's
hides.
So
and it's so
flattering.
Accessible.
I
right.
think I had like 40 beers before we did this sex tape.
And you couldn't
And
tell.
I still look great. So hell yeah.
Probably I can't believe you didn't fart all the way through it. Like, yeah.
That's well, actually true.
Right. Did you at all?
No.
Really?
I mean, that's not what I could tell.
Wow. Yeah, 40 beer. Oh my goodness, it would be sloshing. That's crazy. But anyway, okay. I love that we never know what rabbit trails we're going to go down here. It's amazing. But okay, so think about what you're going to wear if you want to make sure that you're accentuating the right parts of your body or the parts of your body that you're really comfortable with and not. And then think about the positions. I think that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, and the lighting, and then. You got to have the stuff. If you're going to have butt stuff, then you need to make sure you've got lube. Otherwise, you might probably need lube anyway. But if you're going to have vibrators, if you need towels, basically get all of your sexy props ready and accessible so that you're not in
follow
the
Boy Scout way. Always be prepared.
Yeah. Yeah. Not my strong suit. Glad that it's your strong suit.
Yeah. I mean, make sure you're prepared. Also,
lube and condoms too. FYI.
Yeah. Also something to consider, are you making this as just, hey, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband and wife have sex on camera, or do you want to make it your own like semi pro porn where there's a storyline and your characters, like your pirates or some bullshit like that.
Ooh, yeah.
And decide.
Yes, definitely mm-hmm. for best pirates.
Yeah.
School teacher, plumber.
Mm-hmm. Something. Yeah. Yes. That, so you got to decide, like, are you going to role play while you're doing this, or is this just, hey, you and I are going at it and we want to be on camera while we do it? So yeah, there's a lot of communication that goes into making a sex tape.
There are so many cool things. But again, this means you can do it. And with our phones, right, you can do over and over and over and over again. Again, when I was young, it was before the internet, right? I'm 55. So if we took some dirty pictures, we had to take them to the drugstore, the local, you know, drugstore to get them developed.
That's so funny.
Yes. I totally remember going and knowing. I was like, oh, you've seen my boobs. Like, oh my gosh. Yes.
Like, I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Is that why people started learning how to develop on their own at home?
Probably.
Yeah. Like, that's what I would do. Like, I don't want people seeing me, period.
That
so,
has
like,
to be the most voyeuristic job, I feel like, of the 90s. It like, was. The yeah, guy who was. Developed people's photos, that dude probably saw freaking everything.
Yeah.
Hell, I remember
that
when...
That was a whole fucking Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, which there were some movies and stuff that had that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I remember when I was probably about 28-something, we were moving from Virginia to Texas, and the movers moved something, and a desk... And out of the desk came a couple of pictures that landed on the floor. And I look, and there were pictures from, like, high school or college of my boobs, like my naked boobs there. I was mortified. Here I was with three kids. I was a lawyer now. And I was like, oh, my God. I felt Jesus like, Christ. Yeah, it was just so, it was hysterical. I picked it up, blushed bright red.
The whole moral of that story is you were 28, a lawyer with three kids, and you felt embarrassed by that.
Yeah, right.
Jesus
exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I mean.
My life needs to, like,
God,
be more adult.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, the moral of the story is make sure if you have something you want hidden, hide it better.
Yeah, and I just lose everything. So my poor kids. In fact, because I never know what they... I have a designated friend. If I die, something happens to me, I've told my kids, you can go through my stuff, but I really suggest that you call my friend Judy and let her go through, because she'll tell you anything you need, but you probably don't want to see everything. And she'll just take care of that stuff. And they're like, oh, thank you, Mom, because... There's a lot of stuff that I have no idea what I've still got tucked away that they do not really want to see.
Honestly, this goes for sex tapes. This goes for all kinds of stuff like that. You need to have one. Everybody needs to have, every person or every couple needs to have one friend that they don't need to know all of your sexual kinks and stuff like that, but you need to have them as your cleaner.
Yes,
that
yes.
If I die, or if you're single, it's a, if I die, this is where you go into my room. You can go through the box if you want. I don't care. I'll be dead. But you need to make sure that my mom, my grandmother, my sisters, my nieces, my daughter, whatever, do not see it. You need to have that one friend that is your cleaner.
Yes.
As a couple, you also need to go, if we die, hey, by the way, you're going to take care of the dog, or you're going to take care of our kids in the will. You need to have that one who gets to go in, has a key to your place, and goes in first and foremost before anybody even figures out what to do. They need to be, and you need to take somebody who...
What?
Is good under emotional crisis, because everybody else, think about this, everybody around you, when you go, everybody around you, especially if it's sudden, they are going to have this breakdown because they realize that you're not going to be there. You need somebody who's cool under pressure, who immediately springs into action and goes, okay, I need to go into the third drawer on their nightstand and make sure I get that box and get rid of it before anybody else goes in that house.
Yeah. And actually, so the best example, the real life story of this, is that I know someone who is in the hospital dying of cancer and called a friend out of state who didn't have a key to the place and called them and said, please, will you go break in this window? Here's the window. You can just break. It won't be that big of a deal. And go clean things out. And thank you very much. This is when the house will be empty. And that person did. And it is. It's a weird gift. But it's just, it is.
Well, it's a weird conversation to have with another fucking grown adult. Is like, hey, by the way, I'm into some pretty crazy porn shit. Or, hey, by the way, I need you to go and take all 18 dildos that we have for our sex life and make sure you throw them. Like,
see, and I think, and I hope that we could... By having this conversation, we just turn it into, we all have sexy stuff that we're okay with, but our kids and our parents probably don't really want
to see. They don't need to see it.
They don't need to see it. We can just save them that little aggravation and then take care of it. And that way we just, everybody, goes down the road. So, So put things in one place. That would be a good lesson. Keep things in one place and have somebody know where it is. So,
yeah.
Okay. And Don't put me, because if I saw your sex tape, I'd want to watch it. And then I'd cry. Never mind. Okay. Yeah, if you were dead or... Wow, terrible. But anyway. Okay, so what else? Let's see.
That's so weird.
I know. I just... Again, my brain. It's this ADHD. It goes down these zillions of trails. You have no idea what doesn't actually come out my mouth, thank God. But, okay, I think, though... And somebody said this a little bit earlier, that in porn, it's so polished that... And the pleasure actually is fake, right? People tell me all the time, oh, I want to, how do I sound like a porn star and stuff? I was like, no, don't. They're bad actors. That's yucky. I think that if you're going to do a sex tape, whatever, whether you want a highly polished or not, I really think the key is that it has to, the sexy has to be real. It has to be passionate. It has to be exciting for you. If it's not exciting for you in the moment, it's not going to be exciting for somebody else afterwards, I think. So I think focusing on that more than the performance is key.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, and again, it just depends. Like, if you're going to role play in this, you kind of... This is why role play is, to some people, me, a pain in the ass at times, because I'm already in the moment. I don't want to have to think about, you know, keeping up in character. I just want to have fun.
Right.
Like, I don't need to think about whatever fucking, like, crazy-ass scenario you thought of and you decided to tell me to play into. So... if you're doing that, make sure that if you're going to do it the role play way, you keep that in mind.
Yeah, like, that's a good point. Right. Because, and you really have to soak into it. You have to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or then you have to embrace the kitschy. We know this isn't real, but we're still going to do it and laugh about it. And that's okay, too. So,
yeah. You have to.
One way or the other.
Yeah. It's either going to be, you're going to immerse yourself in it like a goddamn character actor, and you are Captain Jack Sparehole.
Right. Like you're dreaming it.
Yeah, yeah, or you have to be able to laugh at it, like when you have shitty accents, like what was that stupid Tom Cruise movie, Far and Away?
I don't even know.
He was supposed to have like some kind of Irish accent that came out like Australian. It was so fucking horrible. We had to watch it in high school, and the whole time all we did was throw things at the TV because we were like, why did you make us watch this fucking shitty movie?
Yeah, that's
ridiculous. Ugh. Anyways, I digress.
I personally think that everyone should, if you want to do like the role playing, you know, whatever thing, that's cool. But I think that a really great sex tape, at least to me, is something that's like real. So to me, like real as in like if you deviate from the way that you normally have sex, hopefully your sex is good. Hopefully your sex is real. Like, I don't know. I think that like there's both, you know, like something to me that would really turn me on would remind me of like how we really have sex most like generally, you know, not like on those more like specific times, unless it was like with that specific time in mind. But like as a general sex tape.
Yeah.
Like,
so sex tape, I would say there are two different categories then.
Yeah.
Right. That one is the real. This is a memory of what we were. And two is the, here's our pretend.
Yeah.
This is our playtime.
Yeah.
They're just, again, separate and distinct. And you can like one or both and alternate. Either way.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay. So then what about, did y'all do like a quote money shot? You know, in professional porn, there's this money shot. And it's when the guy spooges all over something. I don't know. You see all sorts of cum.
No.
You didn't do that in yours?
No.
That's, yeah. Okay. It didn't really appeal to me.
Yeah.
You did, though?
I finished him off in my mouth. So it was that point of view. Like he was like,
oh, but you didn't actually see the cum then?
Yeah, it's there.
Oh, really?
He's filming.
Oh. Okay.
It's very messy.
Oh, okay. That is, yes.
Pretty messy head.
Oh, I think that messy head is like so many men's fantasy because
it is like all dudes' fantasies. It's not like extremely appealing to me. Just because, like, the whole thought of, like, saliva, and then it gets, like, I don't know. It's just kind of gross, but whatever. It doesn't totally gross me out that I'm not going to, like, do it all the time. Like, it's fine.
I think there is something that for men, there's this idea that women in the outside world, we're polished or we look all this or whatever, and that we're willing to basically...
definitely not me.
...to get... but we're willing to get messy, to be like, to have their fluids all over us, to just lose ourselves in the moment and get so carried away that we're not thinking about what it looks like, and we're not neat and pretending in something that's authentic, because I think there are so many men who love it when
I feel like it's totally messed up, or some BDSM stuff, like it's,
well there can be,
I mean, from my point of view, it's if you're willing to like just throw caution to the wind and not worry about the, oh shit, there's spit everywhere, blah blah,
Yeah.
One, you're caught up in the moment, so it gives me the impression that you at least are enjoying part of what you're doing. Maybe not all of it, but part of it. But also, you have the confidence of like, yeah, I don't give a shit right now. Like,
yeah, that, you're that's the most a huge important confident thing.
That's
right.
that's a confidence builder. But even then, like, when it happens in like porn, like, I bet now most men probably will never admit to this, but the number one thing that is exciting about watching porn is yeah. that the woman walks in fully fucking confident. And she walks that's in and she walks in so and goes, I'm going to suck your dick better than anybody ever has. And you're like, oh shit, that's a confident woman. That's what I want. And there's a something in the back yeah. of their mind, in the subconscious that goes, that's what I want. I want the woman who has confidence that she's going to fucking rock my world.
Okay, but to be fair though, there are other ones where it's like this, oh no, I've never done this. Right. And so, yeah. so there are people who like that too, but I love that. You're right. For some people, just seeing a sexually confident woman is a huge turn on. I love that.
Number one thing. So I follow like sex advice on Reddit. It's like all these different things. And the number one, like you may attest this because you're obviously like blowjob person. But whenever people always ask like, what do I do to give better head? What did I give some like guy?
Go to sexyedschool.com and take how to blow his mind while loving his body online video class on demand. Watch it at home. I promise you, you will up your blowjob game.
Yeah.
Period.
It's and great. It's way better than there's anything kind of you'll find on Reddit. But generally, yes. what I see all the time, I'm not even joking, is the number one thing guys say, like insider tips from dudes, is girls, this is not even a joke, who have enthusiasm.
Yes.
That's always the number one answer. And people are now like making it a joke because usually the number one thing guys will answer is they want a girl who's like enthusiastic, who's like there. Because she wants to give head. Like,
and here's the thing. Statistics show only 28% of women enjoy giving blowjobs. So clearly, most of the time, guys are getting blowjobs from women who are not really enthusiastic. Well, so, and that is not as much fun.
I mean, this goes to something that you've taught for and kind of said in reference for years is, you know, sexy is supposed to be a show. Well, what if you show up to a fucking Broadway play and they're like, yeah, I guess. Like, I'll read these lines for you. Like, no, motherfucker, have confidence. And show that you're enjoying what you're doing, even if it's the fucking worst day of your life.
Right.
It's your, like, not that this is your job, but people, like, nobody's going to show up to a live action play or something like that. You can tell when they're not in the moment.
Yes,
and that's why actors are so highly paid and stuff, is because when you dedicate yourself to your craft, it doesn't matter what the fuck happened. You might have gotten almost hit by a car, your dog ran away, whatever. You have to shut out all that shit and become that person and put on a show.
Yeah, because I've been in Vegas. I've seen Celine Dion. I've seen Elton John. I was so excited. His $1 million piano thing. Neither of those two had any energy.
No
passion. It was so bad. And then I see Garth Brooks with a guitar, a stool, and a tiny little circular theater. Blew me away. I didn't want to leave. I thought I would be bored. But oh my God, that guy, the energy, it was incredible. We felt like you just loved him. And that's energy and passion. And yeah, when you're not into it, it shows.
Well, that goes loving what you do.
Yes. And period. Too many times. But this is, you know, boring married sex, BMS. It's when people are just having sex, but they're not really excited about it. They're just doing it. And we know it. We'll settle for it a lot of times. God knows I did for 23 years, but it's not. It's just not the same. So
anyway. Let's finish strong, get back to.
So the money shot. So what about, do you think guys are going to be nervous and stuff? As a man, were you nervous about whether you'd be able to kind of keep your, you know, keep your orgasm until whenever you were ready for it in your sex tape?
Yeah. I mean, God, this was fucking, 12 years ago? 11 years ago, something like that. It was a long fucking time ago, so I'm trying to remember, because again, I hadn't watched it in at least 10 years.
Because isn't there a fear that, oh my God, what if I come too fast, or I can't come at all?
Well, yeah, there's that. I mean, okay, if you're one of those guys who does come too fast normally, or come faster than you want to, and you're worried about doing that on camera, and then, you know, hey, we got all this stuff set up, we planned this whole thing out, and three and a half minutes into it,
right, I can't do anything anymore. I want to lay down and take a nap.
Yeah. I mean, rub one out beforehand.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, get that first one out of the way so you can keep going. That's one option. Two, if you are that person who, you know, doesn't last as long, I mean, make sure you tell your partner, hey, I want to include the foreplay. Because I mean, And that's what you tell her. I want video. I want to see what your body does while you eat your pussy for 25 minutes.
Yeah. See, so I, you know me, I hate that word foreplay because whatever, that's shaving my legs. But so you want to include all the sexy fun, whether it's before, during, or after your, you know, orgasm. Yeah. And
or if you're happy doing all of that work and setting everything up for, you know, a 4 or 5 minute video, go for it. That's up to you.
Yeah. Yeah. But just be, if you orgasm, just don't take a nap right afterwards. You're going to have to just, you know, gear up for that and go strong, I think, so that everybody just, because even after you do it, I think you want to talk about it and watch it and whatever. You don't really want to just go to sleep. I think you're hyped up.
Yeah, we went straight to sleep.
Oh, okay. Well, like, never mind. Not even joking. Well, you were also totally out under the influence.
Totally out of it. We took a nap. Like, I'm like, I wish that was different, but that is exactly what we did afterwards.
Well, so there you go. So there's not one right way to do a sexy tape. There are lots of different ways, lots of things to think about. Hey, we just want you to have the best fun ever. So, and if you've got tips and stuff for other people, or you want to share your, you know, success or blooper stories, tell them where they can send us.
You can find us on Facebook at Come With Us Podcast, on Instagram at Come With Us Podcast, on Twitter at Come With Us Pod, and then email us questions, comments, concerns, thoughts, comewithusconfessions@gmail.com. That's comewithusconfessions@gmail.com. And if you really want us to write a plot for you and your significant other to make a sex tape, cool. Send us what names you want us to put in a script, and we'll pound out a little script between the three of us and
maybe that'll
and
be
send
like
it back to you.
Our version of Patreon account or something. You can give us a gift.
Maybe
to
we
do
should.
So.
We need
That's
to start
it.
A Patreon
yes,
account. Apparently,
exactly.
But another thing.
Like, reach out. We want to help you.
The number one rule, no matter what the fuck happens, is make sure you're having fun.
Yes.
Because it's all supposed to be fun.
Yes.
If you're looking at it like a job, if you're looking at it like a, oh, God, then you're not going to have fun. Just make sure you have fun. If you're worried about slipping out of character, or you're worried about, you know, one of you having a bodily noise, or somebody giggling, or the dog barking in the background, whatever, just have fun with it.
Yes.
Who cares?
Go with it. No matter what happens.
Yeah.
It could be a best, it could be a sexy blooper reel. Totally still fun. Totally fun. So, all right. Well, terrific. Thanks, y'all, for joining us. I hope you're going to have tons of fun, make lots of good sexy tapes, get consent, keep them safe, do all the good things. And nobody should ever get bored.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. While you're listening to us, especially if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, go and like us or leave a review and rate us 5 stars
and
so
subscribe.
More people can find us. Yeah.
Yes, please, 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 please. We appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks, y'all. Tina, Aaron, it has been tons of fun. And all of y'all, thank you. I'm Beth Darling, your sexy genius from sexyedschool.com, where, again, smart, successful, and spiritual people can go for their graduate degree in love. Thanks for joining us for Come With Us Podcast. We're the podcast you need when you want the bare naked truth about love, sex, and relationships. Big hugs and love.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Come With Us Podcast. Be sure to follow us on social media at Come With Us Podcast and send in your questions, comments, and confessions to comewithusconfessions@gmail.com. Until next time, keep it fun, flirty, and naughty.